Charity. The light morning slivers and glitters through crab apples, frozen and sweet as clumps of pin cherries, to a flock of chickadees. But I don't chase the sun outside, except to meet the big white truck that pulls up to our door to deliver our new dryer. Two lank smiling guys with strong crafty shoulders and crinkled eyes.
That fridge, does it work?
One asks, pushing the trolley along the path we forced through junk piled high in the garage.
There's a family we know could use such a thing.
It's a good one, almost new. I should ask my husband first.
Sure, give us a call. If you want, we could take that old washing machine, too. There's always someone who needs one. Just think, all that space.
What the heck? Take them both. Happy New Year. When they're gone, I mooch through rooms upstairs, wrap presents, answer cards. Only then notice the sun's gone in, blocked by a matte gray shield of storm. The smiles on their faces, their speed as they lifted the fridge and the washer into the truck. What kind of jerk am I to pick up the phone? Don't worry, I'm sure they were telling the truth. We do that sometimes. They're working for us. The space in the garage seems to call for more. I could throw out all the rest of this stuff. Throw it out or give it away. Leave room for nothing but sun. Nothing but a truck full of sun rolling in on a trolley heaped with morning through the open door.